NTRP 4-04.2.5, Construction Project Management, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 1, Introduction to Construction Project Management. 1. Which publication describes construction project planning, scheduling, and execution by military engineers? NTRP 4-04.2.5. 2. Which publication should be consulted for information and data on estimating construction projects built by military engineering units? NTRP 4-04.2.3. 3. How many phases is the model that military construction projects follow? 6. 4. Which construction project phase begins when a sponsoring entity originates, sponsors, and funds a construction project? Phase 0. 5. Which construction project phase begins with the receipt of construction directive in the form of an op ord, frag ord, or warn ord for projects that have already been designed? Phase 1. 6. Which construction project phase provides a schedule for the entire construction project and develops an accurate estimate of the tools, equipment, materials, and personnel required for each construction activity? Phase 2. 7. Which construction project phase includes project confirmation briefings, deployment and mobilization preparations, and confirmation of initial material requirements availability? Phase 3. 8. Which construction project phase includes directing, monitoring, and taking corrective actions? Phase 4. 9. Which construction project phase includes turn-in of all tools and materials, clearance of the job site, provision of as-built records and operation and maintenance manuals, and the construction agent's receipt of final acceptance of the project? Phase 5. 10. What is the transfer and acceptance of DoD real property form number? DD Form 1354. 11. What is vital to achieving a quality project constructed on time and within budget? Project management. 12. What is an initial graphic representation of a plan's tasks and order of accomplishment? Logic diagram. 13. Which function adds a time element to the logic network as the manager first determines individual construction activity durations and then calculates the entire project's duration? Scheduling. 14. Which term is used for the engineering unit with primary responsibility for constructing a project? Construction agent. 15. Who is responsible for overall project supervision and oversight of one or more projects assigned as the lead element? Project manager. 16. Who are responsible for the quality and timely completion of their assigned projects? Project supervisors. 17. What is the role of project supervisor referred to as by civilian construction companies and contractors? Superintendent. 18. Who are responsible for a crew of two or more persons, generally of the same trade, who are responsible for completing a phase or work element of a construction project? Crew leaders. 19. Which term is used to designate a group of personnel, usually of the same trade, assigned to a construction project? Crew. 20. What implements and advises on the construction QC program? QC management. 21. Which program does the safety management function implement and advise on? Occupational Safety and Health Act, Oscar Sierra Hotel Alpha. 22. Who has authority over all safety-related items during the construction process? Safety officer. 23. What manages and advises on construction material procurement, tracking, and storage? Material Liaison Office, Mike Lima Oscar. 24. What is the organization or group that benefits from the construction project? Client. 25. What is the primary delivery point for construction contracting at the station level? Contracting office. 26. Which organization will provide input, approval, and assistance for many issues that arise during a construction project? Public Works or Base Operations Support, Papa Whiskey or Bravo Oscar Sierra. 27. Who is professionally liable for the functionality and safety of the design and is interested in ensuring the project is correctly built? Architect or engineer? Chapter 2. Preliminary Construction Planning. 1. Which directive provides the who, what, when, where, and why of a particular project and may be in the form of an op-ord, frag-ord, or a warn-ord? Construction. 2. Who initiates preliminary construction planning actions, which include mission analysis and review of project tasking, in order to provide the necessary assignments and guidance to subordinates? Operations officer. 3. What is the permanent record of everything that occurs on the project from start to closeout? Project package. 4. What supports engineer planners with facilities design information for outside the continental United States or theater of operation mission requirements? Theater Construction Management System, Tango Charlie Mike Sierra. 5. How many essential elements does preliminary project planning require? 3. 6. Which publication should be consulted for information on task organization and T/O? NTRP 4-04.2.1. 7. What is responsible for the quality, safety, and timeliness of the construction effort and directs support elements accordingly? Lead element. 8. What is responsible for schedule coordination and resource assignment in sufficient quantity and quality to accomplish the assigned project? Support element. 9. Project supervisors and crew leaders use what as the primary tool to determine the project planning timeline and to monitor the project planning process? Project planning steps checklist. 10. After reviewing the construction directive, the project manager conducts a pre-planning conference with the project team to set goals for accomplishing the planning tasks leading to start of construction. How many goals should be set by this pre-planning conference? 5. 11. If HHQ issues the BOM, the project manager holds it until completion of what, along with construction estimate? Material takeoff, Mike Tango Oscar. 12. The project supervisor identifies long lead items, completes the standard project package form, and submits the form to whom for review and approval? Operations officer. 13. Master activities represent large, functional parts of a project and are based on divisions of the Master Format Standard effective 2004 as established by what? Construction Specifications Institute. 14. Which numbers form the basis for both estimating and scheduling format numbering? Master activity. 15. A typical military engineer project has between how many construction activities? 15 and 50. 16. Which sheet is used to document each construction activity? CAS, Charlie Alpha Sierra. 17. When more detail is required for accuracy and completeness, a construction activity breaks down into smaller tasks, known as construction work elements, or what else? Work items. 18. What is a quantity of time per unit of measure? Work rate. Chapter 3. Management and Scheduling Tools. 1. What is essential in order to track project activities and manage project timelines? Scheduling. 2. Which type of chart is a graphic representation of task duration against time? Gantt. 3. Military engineers use how many levels of Gantt charts? 3. 4. Which Gantt chart level is used by military engineers as the primary management tool to integrate efforts and manage overall unit tasking? Level 1. 5. Which Gantt chart level is used by military engineers for an individual project plan as well as to control and evaluate progress? Level 2. 6. Which Gantt chart level is used by military engineers to plan, schedule, and monitor or control the day-to-day operations of the project? Level 3. 7. What is a unit of work performed by one person in 8 hours? Man day. 8. Which publication should be consulted for information on construction estimating and production rate data? NTRP 4-04.2.3. 9. What is the Mandei capability formula? MC equals DL times WD times ME times AF. 10. A job loses about what percent of the DL personnel's time to leave, liberty, paydays, inspections, quarters, medical, dental, haircuts, military drills, watches, and collateral duties? 20%. 11. If the multiplier or delay factor is greater than what, it will increase the number of MDs required to accomplish the work element. 1.0. 12. What is a planning and control technique that overcomes the disadvantages of using only a Gantt chart and provides an accurate, timely, and easily understood picture of the project? Critical Path Method, Charlie Papa Mike. 13. The project supervisor and assigned crew leaders construct what that graphically illustrates the construction activity sequence from start to finish, as well as the interdependencies among activities? Logic Network. 14. Which diagram has the primary purpose of showing overall project duration and to identify the critical path? Precedence. 15. The process to determine early times, late times, and floats consists of how many essential sequential steps? 3. 16. Military engineers primarily use which type of logic to calculate project duration? Finish to start. 17. What determines the early start and early finish? Forward pass. 18. What determines the late start times? Backward pass. 19. Which type of activity, if delayed by any amount of time, delays the entire project's completion by the same amount of time? Critical. 20. What is the number of days an activity can be delayed without delaying the project completion date? Total float. 21. What is the number of days an activity can be delayed without reducing float from the follow-on activity by delaying its early start date? Free float. 22. Which type of logic calculates the longest total project duration based on the logic that an activity has to finish before the following activity can start? Finish to start. 23. Which type of logic is when the start of the second activity depends upon the start of the first activity? Start to start. 24. Which type of logic is when the finish of the second activity depends upon the finish of the first activity? Finish to finish. 25. How many steps are used to create a level 3 Gantt chart? 2. 26. What is used to show required resources as assigned by the user? Histogram. 27. How many primary goals do project supervisors have? 2. 28. What has the primary objective of scheduling the non-critical work to coincide with personnel or equipment availability? Resource leveling. 29. Military engineers use which Gantt chart, also known as a synchronization matrix, as the primary management tool to integrate efforts and manage overall unit tasking? Level 1. Chapter 4. Detailed Project Planning. 1. Which plan consists of an accurate construction estimate comprising the tools, equipment, materials, and personnel required for each construction activity? Construction. 2. What is the official record of the project material requirements? Bill of Materials, Bravo Oscar Mike. 3. What, especially in a large complicated project, ensures the identification of all construction activities for estimating as well as the interdependencies among activities? Logic Network. 4. The project supervisor identifies materials by BOM line item number that will be required during the first 30, 60, and 90 days of the project. To identify scheduled activities and their material requirements, the project supervisor uses the Level 3 Gantt chart and the corresponding CAS sheets and estimating worksheets as planning support tools. A list of required materials is typically submitted through the chain of command to the operations officer for review no later than how many months prior to the project start date? 2.5. 5. During the detailed planning phase, the project supervisor develops what as the central depository of information for each construction activity after the unit's approving authority approves the list of construction activities for a project. CAS Sheets. Chapter 5, Final Planning and Project Turnover. 1. Project Phase 3, Final Planning and Project Turnover, assists managers to accomplish how many actions? 5. 2. Final planning requires how many essential items before development can begin? 3. 3. Project managers consolidate resource requirements data per project, example, tools, equipment, labor, and for all assigned projects using computer spreadsheets or software applications per unit SOP. What happens to these consolidated requirements? Resource leveled. 4. Who is responsible to complete preparations for deployment or project mobilization? Project supervisor. 5. Failure of the on-site unit to procure adequate material for the relieving unit may cause project delays. The on-site unit procures 100% of the first 30 and 60-day material requirements, 80% of the 90-day material requirements, and 1% of all remaining materials on hand to the arrival of the relieving unit's advance party. 80%. 6. Project supervisors deliver a project confirmation brief on how many significant occasions? 2. 7. How many days prior to redeployment in preparation for project turnover, the on-site unit provides HHQ and the relieving unit with a project status at turnover SITREP message? 60. 8. Any rework estimate to require over 50 man days or which amount in materials requires approval of HHQ. $500. 9. What is held for each turnover project? Turnover conference. Chapter 6, Project Execution. 1. What is designed for managers to implement actions to execute and monitor progress of a construction project? Project Phase 4. 2. Who are responsible for job site organization, including job site setup, job site appearance, field office, and project sign? Project supervisors. 3. Effective job site organization accomplishes how many different results? 4. 4. What is the first thing one sees when visiting a project? Job site. 5. To execute their responsibilities, project supervisors also use how many scheduling and management tools? 8. 6. Which board displays the typical essential information required on a job site? Job site information board. 7. The project supervisor uses CAS sheets in conjunction with what to track and document events and actions? Project logbook. 8. Proper use of what greatly reduces the chance of construction slowdown or stoppage due to a lack of resources or uncoordinated support plan action? CAS sheets. 9. Which type of Gantt chart is the primary visual scheduling tool a project supervisor uses to schedule and monitor progress of a project's construction activities? Level 3. 10. What is the primary management support tool the project supervisor uses to manage near and far horizon coordination and planning? 2-week schedule. 11. Successful project supervisors manage their projects from how many perspectives? 3. 12. Project supervisors set goals and use the 2-week schedule to achieve how many functions? 3. 13. What originates when completed or canceled project material is declined by the client and becomes available for other use? Excess material. 14. No more than how many weeks of HM or HW material is stored at the project site? 2. 15. Project supervisors are responsible for accountability, maintenance, and proper use of equipment, also known as what, on the job site. Civil Engineering Support Equipment, Charlie Echo, Sierra Echo. 16. All visitors are important and should be treated with respect and professionalism. How many types of visitors are there? 2. Chapter 7, Project Monitoring. 1. What is essential to evaluating the status of a project by comparing the scheduled progress to the actual progress? Monitoring. 2. What are required by the supported HHQ to provide construction project SITREPs? Engineering units. 3. Scheduled project completion dates and intermediate tasking milestones are commitments that must be kept and may have significant negative impact if not achieved. HHQ conducts an in-process review of construction projects at or about the how many day mark. 30. 4. Which type of accounting provides data for construction management and statistics calculations? Labor. 5. What are the most accurate way to record actual man hours on a construction project? Time cards. 6. What prepared by the project supervisor provides data for recording actual progress on the Level 2 Gantt chart and the unit SITREP required by HHQ? SITREP feeder. 7. The project SITREP feeder format uses which method? Work in place, Whiskey India Papa. 8. The Level 2 Gantt chart develops during what? Pre-construction planning. 9. Which chart is the primary management support tool showing actual construction progress as compared to scheduled progress? Level 2 Gantt. 10. Project supervisors typically lay out a project logic diagram using which relationships? Finish to start logic. 11. The actual availability factor for the project uses which equation? AF equals MD actual divided by CS times WD times ME. 12. What is the primary management support tool showing actual construction progress in comparison with scheduled progress of unit tasking? Level 1 Gantt chart. Chapter 8, Final Project Transfer and Closeout. 1. What is designed for managers to implement actions to transfer and close out a completed construction project? Project Phase 5. 2. What indicates the project was not ready to transfer to the client? Excessive punch list. 3. Who ensures all tools, access material, and equipment are properly cleaned, inventoried, and returned to the proper outlet? Project Supervisor. 4. The project supervisor keeps project drawings updated during construction to reflect which condition? As built. 5. Which form is the legally established method for transferring ownership of government real property? DD Form 1354. Chapter 9, Quality Control Plan. 1. Common guidance applicable to each military service is found in the Federal Acquisition Regulation and what else? UFGS, Uniform Foxtrot Golf Sierra. 2. What requires military engineers to perform construction quality management when tasked with construction projects? Federal Acquisition Regulation. 3. What is the engineering unit's system in place during execution to manage, control, and document the unit's activities in compliance with the project plans and specification requirements? Quality Control, QC. 4. How many levels does the quality control component have? 2. 5. The project supervisor identifies definable features of work during which process? Estimating and scheduling. 6. Project supervisors and assigned crew leaders conduct which type of analysis of each definable feature of work? Activity hazard. 7. The project supervisor and assigned crew leaders create the project QC plan by consolidating which type of list of QC requirements by activity number from each CAS sheet. Summary. 8. What is a convenient, formal procedure to record, track, and monitor questions concerning a construction project's plans and specifications? Request for information, Romeo Foxtrot, India. 9. An RFI should receive a written response within how many working days? 7. 10. What is a formal procedure to record, track, and monitor requests by the engineering unit for an alteration to the original project plans or specifications because of changed conditions? Field Adjustment Request, Foxtrot Alpha Romeo. 11. What is a formal procedure to record changes to the project plans or specifications approved by the contracting office as directed by the design agent, customer, or HHQ? Design Change Directive, Delta Charlie Delta. 12. Who is the primary person responsible for the quality of work and production of the assigned project? Project Supervisor. 13. What is the examination of ongoing and completed work? Inspection. 14. Military engineers use how many phases of control for each definable feature of work? 3. 15. The preparatory phase, as it applies to definable features of work, starts with what in advance of construction? Actions. 16. What is used to document the follow-up phase controls of the ongoing work and clearly tie the activities to the project schedule? Daily inspection report. 17. Who is the primary point of contact at the job site between the project manager, project supervisor, QC manager, client, user, and the contracting office? QA representative. 18. How often does the QA representative check the as-built drawings? Monthly. Chapter 10, Safety Plan. 1. Military engineers are required by military service instructions based on which publication to comply with safety and occupational health laws and regulations. DoD Instruction 6055.1. 2. Which plan properly addresses safety and occupational health requirements and ensures execution throughout the cycle of a project? Accident Prevention Plan. 3. Which definable item is the basis for an activity hazard analysis? Feature of work. 4. What defines the activity being performed and identifies the work sequences, specific anticipated hazards, site conditions, equipment, materials, as well as the control measures to be implemented to eliminate or reduce each hazard to an acceptable level of risk? Activity hazard analysis. 5. Which type of person is one who can identify existing and predictable hazards in the working environment or working conditions that are dangerous to personnel and who has authorization to take prompt corrective measures to eliminate them? Competent. 6. Which type of person is one who, by possession of a recognized degree, certificate, or professional standing, or extensive knowledge, training, and experience, has successfully demonstrated the ability to solve problems related to the subject matter, the work, or the project? Qualified. 7. A risk assessment code is assigned to each activity using a risk assessment matrix and which process? ORM, Oscar Romeo Mike. 8. The project supervisor and assigned crew leaders create which summary by consolidating a list of safety requirements by activity number from each CAS sheet and activity hazard analysis. Project Safety Inspection Plan. 9. Project supervisors and assigned crew leaders create which type of controls required to avoid or mitigate hazards identified during each activity hazard analysis. Administrative. 10. Specific safety plans are required for how many areas? 6. 11. Risk assessment from each activity hazard analysis and mandatory Occupational Safety and Health Act compliance programs may require additional plans. Refer to Engineer Manual 385-1-1 and or What Else as a guide. 29 CFR 1926. 12. Who is the primary person responsible for safety at the assigned project? Project Supervisor. 13. What do project supervisors and assigned crew leaders tailor the unit's emergency response plan to? Project Location. 14. Who does the project supervisor submit the emergency response plan to for approval via the unit safety officer? Project Manager. 15. Project supervisors and assigned crew leaders conduct daily safety lectures, which are coordinated with the schedule and focus on hazard awareness for the production tasks to be conducted that day. What is crucial to mishap prevention? Personnel awareness. 16. Which report is used to document that the required hazard control measures are in use and properly followed? Daily safety report. 17. Safety hazards and deficiencies not immediately corrected are noted on the daily safety report and tracked on which list? Rework items. 18. Who closely monitors corrective action of safety hazards and deficiencies, ensuring proper resource allocation? Project Manager. Chapter 11, Environmental Protection Plan. 1. Which publication provides guidance to military engineers on compliance with environmental laws and regulations? Naval Warfare Publication 4-11. 2. The unit environmental program has how many levels with regard to construction projects? 2. 3. Who implements the environmental program and advises the commanding officer on all environmental and HM or HW issues? Environmental Manager. 4. Which type of plan must the project supervisor have specific to the assigned project that presents a comprehensive overview of known or potential environmental issues which the project supervisor must address during construction? Environmental Protection. 5. Which type of analysis is conducted by project supervisors and assigned crew leaders of each definable feature of work to provide detailed identification of known or potential environmental issues and controls? Activity Hazard. 6. The project supervisor and assigned crew leaders create which summary by consolidating a list of environmental requirements by activity number from each CAS sheet and activity hazard analysis. Project Environmental Protection Plan. 7. Who is the primary responsible person for environmental protection actions on the assigned project? Project Supervisor. 8. Who is responsible to see that the project supervisor is executing the environmental protection plan and integrating environmental principles and procedures as a matter of routine into daily production tasks? Project Manager. 9. Who ensures the HM or HW representative maintains an accurate inventory of HM at the project site? Project Supervisor. 10. Which list is an established comprehensive list of HM authorized for use at the unit? Authorized User. 11. What is a summary of information on a given chemical that identifies the material, its health and physical hazards, its exposure limits, and the precautions involved? Materials Safety Data Sheet, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierra. 12. What must be on-site for each HM used on the project site? Materials Safety Data Sheet, Mike Sierra, Delta Sierra. 13. Which checklist documents that the required environmental protection measures are in use and proper procedures are being followed on the job site? Project Environmental Inspection. 14. Which plans are required for all construction project sites? Emergency HM or HW spill response. 15. Who takes all reasonable precautions to abate fugitive dust from becoming airborne whenever project site activity produces fugitive dust? Project Supervisor. 16. What present many problems for construction? Wetlands. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.